Worthing Herald. How are you doing, Sarah?
Oh, not too bad. Thank you, Simon.
On the front page of the newspaper this week is a story about a qualified nurse. This is all very odd, isn't it, really?
It is, yeah. She's been tied up by red tape. Victoria Thomas is not allowed to practice as a nurse in this country because she qualified outside of the EU. She has spent 3 years trying to get her qualifications transferred to be suitable for British ones, and she's even taken an English test. This is despite being from Worthing. She is British, she is from Worthing, but she qualified in Australia, another English-speaking country. So she's sort of come out as saying, I can't work as a nurse. The country, of course, always wants nurses, purely because there's so much red tape and she's running out of time for her next application to have her qualifications transferred to British ones.
It's so frustrating, as you say, the country crying out for nurse staff, and yet this lady wants to become a nurse in this country and we don't allow her to do that.
Yes.
Ugh.
And the English test is quite hilarious in some ways. But there you go, what can you do? But she is working and she's actually doing some charity fundraising for children in Tanzania. She's going to climb Kilimanjaro and she's hoping to raise a couple of £1,000 to help children in that country. So she's keeping herself occupied, but really we'd like her in a hospital here.
And something very serious as well. The family of a Worthing grandmother are searching for the person who may have witnessed the fall that ultimately caused her death.
Yes. Denise Fransman fell over. She may have fallen over, or something else may have happened to her in Chapel Road in Worthing in June. And she died the following day from the fall, but it's not exactly clear what happened. And her inquest took place earlier this week, but it had to be adjourned because it turned out there was a witness to her fall, and her family would desperately like this witness to come forward because they really want to know exactly what happened. Did she fall ill and fall, or did she trip over something and fall? It's just a case of closure. So they're urging anyone that may have seen her in Chapel Road on June the 12th of this year to contact the coroner's office.
Okay, and finally this week, Sarah, just a few tasty morsels from the Worthing Herald. Pensioner Reginald Charles had a huge shock, didn't he, in his garden?
Yes, he's found one of the world's most toxic plants growing there. It's all a bit Day of the Triffids. It's quite an amazing looking flower. It's got a huge lilac trumpet. And it's known for its hallucinogenic qualities, and it's rather dangerous. It's called the Devil's Trumpet. And yes, there it was among his marigolds, and he had no idea where it came from. So yes, watch out, gardeners. You may have something weird growing in your flower beds.
And what's he done with it?
Well, it's died off now, and it's got its little bulb-like things hanging off it, and they look a bit like horse chestnuts, apparently.
Okay.
So yes, I think he may be digging it out sometime soon.
I suspect so. We can see the pictures of that, no doubt, in the Worthing
Herald. It's absolutely stunning. Beautiful flower.
And very briefly, what's your highlight online at the moment?
Oh, goodness me. I've been so caught up. Well, our big thing coming up, actually, is our website's relaunching in a week's time, so that's been the focus.
Okay.
It'll look very pretty in about a week and a half.
Well, I'm sure we'll talk about that next week then. Sarah, have
Indeed.
A good week.
Thank you, and
Thank you very much.
Bye.
That's Sarah Booker from the Worthing Herald. Sarah is the digital editor. She's obviously taken her eye